It's your morning buzz with Foch and Sarah on Power 96.5.
Okay, so Becca is going to marry Garrett now, or so they say. And then they'll have, maybe they'll be married for like 8 months, maybe a year, or they won't even get married at all. So
this could be one of these success stories.
Here's another big part about this. We'll forget about these two in about 2 weeks.
Here's that actually
Becca
is true.
And Garrett.
The season ends, we learn the last names of the individuals. How do you pronounce your last name?
You're going.
Okay. Are you taking that? You're not going to take that name, are you?
Oh, my God.
We've talked about maybe hyphenating it, but that's just
even
Kufrin,
worse.
You're going. It's like, I don't think our kids are going to be able to pronounce that.
No, so you're going to have really smart kids. Maybe go with Becca's last name. Is that a possibility?
Kufrin?
I don't know.
Okay.
No.
Yo.
You can't do that.
Yeah, it is interesting just to see on paper what this guy's last name is. So, and listen, there's nothing. I don't have any room to talk because I have a terrible last name.
Yeah, that Foch, is true.
I mean,
right.
So there's no way.
Your poor kids.
I actually can't even comment on this at all.
So speaking of marriage, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani apparently don't have time to get married. So a source says that their schedules are so busy that logistically it would be kind of a headache trying to arrange a wedding. So they'd rather wait till Gwen's residency is over and take their time so they can do it properly and plan something beautiful and special when the time is right. So
this is what I've been trying to tell Emily. I'm like, let's just take our time. Like maybe, you know, even if it's like, I'd say like 3 years. Like, I mean, you know, when does it?
No.
All right. No,
there's
you're right.
There's not
five.
A woman on the planet.
Five, because you want to make sure that you plan it correctly and make sure all your T's are crossed.
If
and
you
your
make it
done,
a priority,
yeah.
You always have time for the things that you make a priority.
No, that's
Did
what
you
I
have
mean.
Time to put clothes on in the morning? This morning? Yes, because you don't want to walk out naked, so it's important to you.
Yes.
You make time for the things that are important
of
to you.
Of course you do, but you know that it's going to be that big of a special party that you're like, hey, it's all right. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on right now.
Well, maybe instead of watching stupid movies all the time together, you guys can start planning a wedding.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to bring that up. I'm going to stop the movie midway through, and I'm going to go, listen, I am tired of watching this movie.
Yes.
Let's start planning this wedding. That sounds exciting. I don't even want to know the finale of the movie.
That was your morning buzz with Foch and Sarah on Power 96.5.